Teachings on Pilgrimage. 1. Although participating in the pilgrimage may be exhausting, it will bring you infinite merits if you prostrate with earnest effort and sincerity. 2. Pilgrimage immensely increases your wisdom and merits. As a result, the happiness and harmony within your life will also improve. 3. Participating in pilgrimage invites merits, as does chanting the Buddha's name and prostrating to the Buddha in unison. We should invite and guide people to join the pilgrimage, enabling them to eliminate hindrances and plant the seed of Buddhahood within them. When the causes and conditions are right, one naturally attains Buddhahood. 4. When participating in pilgrimage, the mindset must be right. For example, paying homage to the Buddha does not simply consist of one prostration. You must consistently chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name while making each prostration. Then your merits will grow. 5. One prostration made at the pilgrimage can eliminate karmic hindrances as deep as the ocean. One prostration made to the Buddha can eliminate karmic hindrances as deep as the river. One prostration made at the pilgrimage can eliminate hindrances as deep as the ocean. If everyone was fortunate enough to participate in the pilgrimage, all karmic hindrances would be eradicated. Why shouldn't we increase our blessings and wisdom when we all have the ability to do so? 6. Dragon deities kneel in respect of the pilgrimage. The merits gained from participating in the pilgrimage are immense. As you prostrate, the dragon deities all bow on their knees in respect. With deep sincerity, there are no karmic offenses we cannot eliminate, and there are no blessings we are unable to receive. 7. Attending the pilgrimage will eliminate karmic hindrances and cultivate blessings. If the pilgrimage wasn't exhausting, how can you eliminate the karmic hindrances committed in your secular life? The outcome of the pilgrimage being that those who are unable to cultivate merits are now able to do so. Those who are unable to eradicate karmic hindrances have now done so. 8. Liberation comes from the pilgrimage experience. To seek happiness, one must find it in labor. To seek liberation, one must find it while being diligent. Participating in the pilgrimage is exhausting, but you will feel refreshed, happy, and relaxed when you have completed the journey. This is how you will find liberation. 9. It's like a bodhisattva is leading the pilgrimage as a human being. By inviting someone to the pilgrimage, you are guiding others on the path of goodness by coming to the temple to collect treasures. We can say that this is the act of the transformation body of a bodhisattva. These treasures are not secular treasures, but spiritual treasures. Once the spiritual treasures